Hello and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. This is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. It's just me today. I'm flying solo. We'll have Roger back here very, very soon, but it's my privilege to think a little bit with you about his excellent sermon that he preached this past Sunday, Letters Here and Abroad. If you have not listened to that on our sermon podcast channel or watched that on our website or on our YouTube channel, I would certainly encourage you to take the time this week to go back and experience that perspective-shaping message. Roger has given us two really excellent sermons over the course of the last two weekends revolving around balance. Wouldn't you agree with me that this world in which we live is in desperate need of balance? And so this past Sunday, he talked with us about the balance between being a blessing here on the earth and having a heart that is set on heaven. A week and a half ago, he talked about rising up. That's where he talked about that great analogy of ropes and rags and challenged us to think about the balance between truth and compassion. We need both of those things equally to navigate the world that is around us, especially this past Sunday, as he was talking about how God expected the children of Israel in Jeremiah's day to be a blessing to Babylon. He took us back to Jeremiah chapter 29. And he talked about the importance of those people making improvements, making good impressions on the unbelievers around them, making for themselves a future. Roger did a great job of paralleling that to us even today. While we are here, while God gives us time and opportunity, we also are to be blessings. We are to be looking around us, looking where we can make improvements, where we can make differences. We're to be blessings by being good stewards of what God has blessed us with, being good examples to the people around us. And Roger gave us a variety of practical things to think about even this week, what that looks like, being a blessing in the here and the now, being obedient citizens, honest workers, walking in integrity with others, showing the heart of Jesus in all of our interactions with other people, doing our best to raise God-glorifying families. But if you've watched or listened to that sermon, you probably remember also one of his fundamental points was the importance of praying for our leaders. He took us back to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Could I reread those first two verses here with you in the middle of the week of 1 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul, by inspiration of the Spirit, tells Timothy, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. It struck me as I was thinking about this opportunity with you here in the middle of the week. If you are a citizen of the United States of America, you know that today is Inauguration Day. And I would suggest to you that today is a very good day to pray. I think that's exactly the sort of thing that Roger was encouraging us to think about, that yes, our citizenship is in heaven. Yes, our minds are set on things above. Our hearts are centered on heaven. But while we are here, we are to do all of the good that we can possibly do. And when you think about the incredible blessing of prayer, isn't prayer such an important thing you can engage in throughout the day? I want you to think about the one to whom we are invited to bring our prayers, to the Most High, to the sovereign ruler ever reigning over all. We are invited to pray in the name of the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, the one who has all honor and eternal dominion, the one whose kingdom is forever and ever. That is the one who wants to hear from us today. And especially as citizens of this country, don't you think today is a good day to spend time in prayer? Now, I'm not going to lead you via this podcast channel in a specific prayer, but could I suggest a few little seeds to plant in your heart to spend time praying through today? Today is a great day to thank God. To thank God for the gift of government. In a variety of different ways over the course of the last couple of months, you've heard Roger or myself talk about the truth of Romans 13. I'll just read to you verse 1 as a reminder. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. We ought to thank God for the gift of government, for the grace of civic order, for rulers and laws and the opportunity to live ordered lives with each other. Could I encourage you to spend time today praying for our nation, thanking God for the blessing of citizenship in these United States of America? Take the time to specifically thank Him for the freedoms that we enjoy, freedoms that are largely unprecedented in human history. Pray that those freedoms would continue. Pray that your sense of the opportunities that come as a result of these incredible freedoms, that you would appreciate those opportunities and make good use of them, understanding that with those incredible opportunities come great responsibilities for us here in the 21st century. Could I encourage you today to pray for the welfare of our nation? We have gone through a very difficult season. Let's pray today for the peaceful transfer of power. Let's pray that there would not be violence in our capital or in our state capitals or in our local communities. Let's pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence as they pivot back into their roles as ordinary citizens. Let's pray for our new President Biden and Vice President Harris. Let's pray for our legislators, for judges and justices throughout this country. Let's pray that these people would fear Almighty God. We know that our God loves justice and righteousness and kindness. We know that He has told us long ago that He expects us to do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with Him. It's very easy to lob criticisms at our governing authorities. Roger, if you remember, challenged us on Sunday not just to criticize, but to spend time in fervent prayer for these men and women. Let's pray as these leaders step into this awesome responsibility that they would lead in a way that promotes good for all. That they would lead in a way that protects all from evil. Let's pray that God would change their hearts where it is necessary to be in line with His will. Let's pray specifically that those in the highest halls of government would recognize and treat with dignity the sanctity of every single human life. Let's pray for the abolition of abortion in our country and throughout this world. Let's pray that everyone would be treated with dignity as an image bearer of God until their last breath is taken on this earth. Let's pray that the amazing creativity and vast diversity put here on the earth by God would be recognized and celebrated and appreciated, that we are all, as diverse as we are, created in God's image. Let's pray that the scourge of racism would be rooted out of human hearts, and that as we lock eyes with anyone and everyone in our community and our nation and throughout the earth, we would recognize every single person has value as someone created in God's glorious image. Let's continue to pray for so many who are suffering right now due to this coronavirus. Let's pray fervently for the end of this pandemic. Let's pray for the effects that are being felt on individual lives and marriages and families and jobs and communities and churches. Let's pray for our frontline workers. Let's pray for our leaders in the church. Let's pray for those men who are seeking to shepherd us through a dark and difficult valley. Let's pray for souls within our church family who are struggling. Let's pray for each other that we would be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Today, Inauguration Day in this country, is a good day to pray. And I would suggest to you that's a great way of making personal Roger's tremendous sermon from this past weekend. We are to be a blessing here while we long for that heavenly home. I appreciate you listening today, and I hope that it plants little seeds that prompt you to pray to the God who reigns as sovereign over all. As always, we're looking forward to this evening, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Roger will continue his series on reflections from the life of Joseph. This evening, he's going to be talking to us about the rubble of forgotten promises. It's freely available, 7 o'clock p.m. this evening at charlestownroad.org, on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page. We hope that you will spend a little bit of time here in the middle of this week with an open Bible and a heart that is eager to learn. I've got the privilege of preaching this coming Sunday at 9:30 a.m., and I want to talk with you about holy demolition. Rise and build is our theme for this year as a church family. And you know, just as surely as I know, that sometimes in order to build, we've got to demolish things that lie in our way. We'll talk about that, Lord willing, this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Thank you so much for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road. If you have not taken the time to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, I can't really put into words how much that helps get the word out about this opportunity we're seeking to extend to all. We would love it if you would take the time to leave a rating and review, and also share on social media. If you think others could be benefited by this reminder to pray on Inauguration Day, I would very much appreciate you sharing. We're looking forward to this evening, and we're looking forward to this Sunday, the best day of the week. We hope that you will come and grow with us.